Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach Gimel, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Samach Beis Amid Beis Omar Reb Tanchum Omar Reb Chani Loi. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refor shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipeshala ben Feger Rachel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindl bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Chaya bas Tzvi, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Zecharia Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yeboda L'Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So today's daf is going to continue on the theme, Me'inyin Le'inyin, Ba'oise Inyin, of the dafin that we're in the middle of now, which is the mitzvah of Pru Urvu, Zok de Gemara, Rab Tanchum, Rab Chani Loi. Rab Tanchum said in the name of Rab Chani Loi, Kol Adam Shein Loi Isha, any person that is not married, Shorui Beloi Simcha, he's living without Simcha, Beloi Bracha, without Bracha, Beloi Toiva, and without Toiva, Beloi Simcha, because the Pasuk says, V'samachta Ata Uveisecha, so complete Shleimus HaSimcha is only possible if a person has Beisecha, Beisei Zewishtoi, Beloi Bracha, Dichsiv lahaniach biracha el beisecha. Again, beisoy zuishtoy. It's a complete bracha. Shleimus habracha is only possible if a person has a wife. And beloy toiva dichsiv loy toiv heyois haadam levadoy. That it's not toiv for a person to be levadoy. Meaning, if a person is levadoy, it's loy toiv. The Marava Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they used to add. They said that a person that's living without a wife is sharui beloy toira. And beloy chaim, beloy toira, dechziv ha'im enes rossi bi. If I don't have my ezer kenegdoi, this sushia nitcha mimeni, chachma is going to be removed from me. Rashi says that the reason that a person that doesn't have a wife is beloy toira is because if someone doesn't have a wife to take care of him, so he's going to have to take care of things by himself, and it's going to come at the expense of him being able to dedicate himself properly to learning Torah. Beloy chaima, and if a person does not have an isha, he's missing a chaima, he's missing a protection. The pasuk says, nekeva tesoivev gover. A nekeva, she surrounds, she creates a fortress around her husband. Rava Barula said, beloy shalom, that a person that's shari beloy isha, he's shari beloy shalom. The pasuk says, v'yodata ki shalom ahalecha, ufakadita navcha, V'loy secheta. So shalom is in a person's oyel, it's in a person's bias, beisoy zuishtoy. So a person that's shari b'loy isha, he's shari b'loy simcha, b'loy bracha, b'loy toiva, b'loy toira, b'loy chayma, and b'loy shalom. I'm Rabbi Shulben Levi. Rabbi Shulben Levi said, kolei edea b'ishtoy, she yira shamayim, v'enei poikta. If somebody knows that his wife is a yore shamayim, and he's not poikta, meaning he doesn't provide his chiyuve oyma, tashmish, nikra choyte. He's considered a choyte shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'yodata ki shalom ahalecho. If you're going to see that your oil, your wife is shalom, Rashi says she's shlema, she's someone that's complete, ufakadata nafcha, then you have to make sure that you fulfill your obligation of oyma v'loy secheta, and if you do that, you won't be a sinner. Zoysay meres, that if a person would not shtel tzu the oyma, he would be a choyte. The Mefarshim ask that if pshat in Rabbi Shulben Levi is the way we just explained it, which is the way Rashi explains it, that a person who knows that his wife is a Yorei Shamayim and he doesn't provide oyna, he's nikra chayte, then what does it have to do with the fact that his wife is a Yorei Shamayim? Every man has three obligations to his wife. She'er, ksus anoyin. She'er, he has to provide monetarily, food. Ksus is he has to give her what to wear, and oyna, he has chiyuvei tashmish. So luchura, the chiyuv oyna is a chiyuv that every single man has towards his wife, and whatever his obligation of oyna is, ayin ayurchaim simin reishman, that's something he would have to do. And if a person does not do that, he's going to be nikra chayte. It's afraid to marshal and others on Rashi, that the way Rashi explains Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kipshutoi, that kol ayudea b'ishtoi yira shemayin ve'enoi poikto, and he doesn't provide oyna, so he's considered a chayte. What does it have to do with a woman that's a Yorei Shamayim, l'chur, the same should be true for all women. So one shot that I saw is that a woman that's a Yorei Shamayim, she might be more bitznius, and as a result, she's going to be less inclined to be toiveya, even beremiza, tashmish. So a person that has a wife that's a Yorei Shamayim, and she's not being toiveya in any way, and as a result, he's enoi paikta, he's a nikra chayte, because he has to appreciate, he has to understand that the reason she's behaving that way is because of her Yerushamayim, because she's a shlema, and al zed ne'emar, v'yodata kishoyam alecha, that if you know your wife's a shlema, ufakadat anavcha, that you have to go out of your way to make sure that you understand 100%, you can't assume that she's being moicha, v'loi sechata, only then will it be considered that you didn't sin. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, another halacha, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, related to oino, chayiv adam lifka this ishtoi, a well-known Gemara. A person has an obligation to provide oino before he goes away. So if a person's going away on a trip, he has a chiyuv oino shenemar v'yodato ki shalom oyholach. Freak the Gemara, ha-mehach ha-nafko? Is this pasuk the makar to this halacha mehasam nafko? We learned it from a different pasuk. It says in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, vel ishech tishu kaseich, melamid, we learn from here, sheho isha mishtekeh, kasabayla b'shashu yoytze l'derech, that a woman has a special tshuka for her husband before he goes away. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and as a result, Chazal said, from this pasuk, vel ishech tishu kaseich, we learn that a man has an obligation to provide oyna b'shashu yoytze l'derech. So why do we have to come on to a pasuk in Nach to learn this halacha? L'chura, it's learned out from a pasuk in Bereishis. Vel ishech tishu kasech, Amar Rabbi Yosef said, loy nitzucha, the reason we needed Rabbi Shulman Levi's drasha, the reason we need divrei Kabbalah, the reason we need a second makar, is Ela Samach Levesta. To teach us halacha that not only is Chayiv Adam lifkoid es ishtoi b'sha shehu yoytze l'derech, but even if it's Samach Levesta, even then he would have an obligation. V'kama, what's the definition of Samach Levesta? Amar Rava, Rama said oina. It means it's the oina of the vest. Says the Gemara, just one qualification, then we'll explain this. V'hani mili, when is this true? The chayiv adam lifkoi des ishter, that's only l'dvar ashos. If the person that's being yoytze l'derech, he's going l'dvar ashos. Av l'dvar mitzvah, if he's going for a dvar mitzvah, mitridi, at that point he's torud in the machshav of doing the mitzvah, he's an oisink b'mitzvah, that's potem in a mitzvah, and in that instance, he actually would not have an obligation. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that chayiv adam lifkoi des ishtoi b'shashu yoytze l'derech, that a person has an obligation of oino before he's yoytze l'derech. And the Gemara said the ikur chiddush of Rabbi Shua ben Levi was that even if it's samach levesta, even if it's within the oino of the vest, still he's going to have an obligation. So what is a vest? A vest is that any woman that sees dam at any point, the next month when that same situation arrives, the halacha is the husband has to be concerned that maybe she's gonna see dam again. And as an obligation, as a result, he has a chiyuv to be mafrish meyishtoi. So for example, if a woman saw dan on a certain day of the month, so the next month when that same day comes, he's going to have to be pirish. If a woman saw dan because of maisa, because of something that she did, so in the event that she would do that again, next month, again, he would have to be pirish. A whole bunch of different scenarios of what exactly vestas are. Once a woman establishes a vest, a pattern that repeats itself multiple times, then it already becomes a vest kavua, which in halacha means it's more chomer, big machloikis, whether vestis are the raisa, vestis are the rabbanim. When we learned Masechtas Nida, we learned a lot about this. We had great bites, famous Tshuvas Neida B'Yehuda, the Chassam Soif in the name of his Rebbe, Rab Nasan Adler, Vadvar Matikin, Vein Kamakoy Melaharach. But there is a concept of a vest. And the Pashtus is that vestis are even the raisa, which means that once this man, when the woman had previously seen dam comes, the husband has an obligation to be purish from his wife. Could be even biblically, because if he'd be Baal Ishtoi during that time, could be he'd be over an Isna Dei Raisa. Stating that, comes again Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he says a Chiddush Nifla. He says, Chayav Adam Lifkoi Des Ishtoi Bisha Shehu Yoytze L'Derech, which the Gemara says means even if it's during the Zman of the Vest, which means this obligation of El Ishek Tishu Kosech is even Doiche Vestis. The emes is, Toisfis brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that this is untenable. He says, I can't accept this. Because how is it possible that this inyan of Chayiv Adam Lifkoi Des Ishtoi should have the ability to be doicha a halacha revacha of vestis? And it's because of that, Rabbeinu Tam argues with Rashi and says that when Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi said Chayiv Adam Lifkoi Des Ishtoi, he didn't really mean tashmish. All he meant was to be noyeg bin yonei chiba, which ordinarily is something that really a person is supposed to refrain from doing b'shas vest. However, in the instance when the person is yoytze l'derech, then he should. Either way, zok gemara vayta. Tana rabbanan, oyev es ishtoi kegufoi. If somebody loves his wife as much as he loves himself, however, he respects her more than he respects himself, V'hamadrich ponov uvnoisa b'derech yishara. And he's someone that he raises his children that they should go b'derech yisrael sapo. V'hamasiyan samach lepirkam. And he marries them off samach lepirkam right before they're about to become gedolim. All of akas of oimetz regarding him that the pasuk says v'yodata kishalom oyolecha. So what's V'yodata kishalom oyolecha? Someone that could check off these four boxes. Number one, he's oyeves ishte kegufoy. He's mechabder ichin yoisem igufoy. He's madrich banuv of noisa b'derech yishara, and he marries off his children samach lepirkam. The brayso continues. Oyeves shcheinav. Somebody loves his neighbors. V'amekarev his kreivo, and he's makarev his kreivim. V'anoisa es basachoisa, and he marries his sister's daughter. V'amal v'sela l'ani b'shas dachgoy, and he lends money to an ani b'shas dachgoy when this person needs it very badly. All of our kasen foymer, it's regarding him that the pasuk says, "Os tikra," if a person's going to call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'Hashem yana, Hashem's going to answer him. Tishava, if a person's going to scream, v'yoymer ineni, Hashem is going to say ineni. Hashem's not just going to answer him, but Hashem is going to answer him right away. So let's just stop for a moment and just talk a little bit about this list of midos toivos that Chazal say that if a person is oyves ishte kegufay mechab de yoisem kegufay madrich banu uvnoisa b'derech yishar masin samach lepirkam all of akasav oimer v'yodata kishalom oyolecha. And if someone is oyves shcheinov, he's mekarev es kroivov, he's noisei basachoisoi, and he's malvasela la'ani b'shas dochgoy, all of akasav oimer regarding him, the pasuk says os tikra v'ashem yane tishava v'yoimer hineini. So number one, Hamasian samach lepirkan. Someone has children and he marries them off samach lepirkan. All of akas of oimer is considered a very good thing. V'yodata kishalom oylecha. So what does it mean that a person marries his children samach lepirkan? Pirka means samach to the time that they're gedolim. Meaning it sounds like he's marrying off his children when they're ketanim. Zokta isfis that bishloima his daughters. I understand. A father has a right to marry off his daughter even when she's a ketana. Esbiti nasati le'ishazeh. Upper. Bonav Hakatan, his sons, L'chayra, a father can't be Mekadesh, his son, Medei Raisa. And even Midrabanan, the Gemara says, that Chazal will never Mesakin Nisuin for a Katan. So if that's the case, what does it mean that someone is being Masi Bonav Samach Lepirkan? So if it only means Ketano is Beseder. But if it means Ketanim, what would it even mean? So Tosfos says, Abonav Namikai. Really, it means Bonav as well. And v'avagav the katan leitakinu le'rabbanon nesuin. Even though you don't find nesuin anywhere by a katan, mikamakim lahachi takinu le'nesuin. If azoyvayit Chazal were mesakin nesuin, d'leihavi bilasay bilazos. That the bila won't be a bilasnos. So it's true, a katan has no nesuin medei rai. So even with the rabbanon, there's no nesuin. However, if a father decides that he wants his katan to be married, the marriage works on some level. Lahachi takinu le'nesuin. Lashon of Tosfos. It sounds like on some level there is a takon of nesuin. D'leihavi bilasay. Also, Bila's nos, that at the very least, his Bila's not going to be a Bila's nos. I saw Rabbi Yosef Enkel in his Gulyoni Ashas right here on our Gemara. He mutches a little bit to understand the gedder of what this Nesuin is. Meaning, it sounds like it is a Nesuin. So we know throughout Shas there's no Nesuin for a Katan. But on some level, it sounds like there is a Nesuin. The Lashon of Tosfos is, Lahachi takino le Nesuin. He says it's Pasha, you'd have to have Birchas Chasanim. Sa'im b'Gulyoni Ashas, where he talks a little bit what the exact nature, what the exact gedder of this Nesuin is going to be. But I once heard from Rabbi Yosef Eretz the Shlita, he said something beautiful. He said that we know we say by a bris, Kishem Shenichnas Labris, Ken Yikones L'Toyra U'L'Chupa L'Masim Toifin. And the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Mila asks that L'Chura, the order would seem to be misplaced. Ken Yikones L'Toyra, then Chupa Masim Toifin. When is a child Chayiv in Toyra? Presumably when he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Chupa? We spoke about this last night. Shmoy Nesri L'Chupa. And Masim Toivim is again Bar Mitzvah. So what's this lashon of Ken Yikones L'Toyra U'L'Chupa U'L'Masim Toivim? So he said Gevaldik. He said, we've spoken at many times that the Rogachov Goyin and the Kozhuk Lover Goyin, Shtei Goyinim Nischavnu L'Dover Echad. And that is that even though we know that a cotton's potem in a mitzvah, but Ketanim are Chayiv in one mitzvah. The Chayiv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Rogachov said that it has to be that a cotton's Chayiv in Talmud Torah. He said, because if a cotton wouldn't be Chayiv in Talmud Torah, how could you expect him the day he becomes Bar Mitzvah to suddenly be obligated in 613 mitzvahs? He has to have a training period. There would have to be a certain amount of time where he's able to learn the mitzvahs. So instead, the Rogachov advised to is a cotton's Chayiv in Talmud Torah. And like this, the night he becomes Bar Mitzvah, all of a sudden it gets thrown on him 613 mitzvahs. So he said, a cotton is definitely Chayiv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Kajal Glover Goyim was my Chiyachif in the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, the Eina Oilam Neskayim Elabish Vil Hevel Piyim Shal Tinoiki Shal Beis Rabbim. And he said, if a Kotan's not Mekayim a Mitzvah when he learns Torah, it's impossible, it's Meglach, that the Kiyam Oilam should be based on the Torah of the Ketanim Tzidur. Baron Kotler said, it's not the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's the Heftzah of Talmud Torah. But the point is that, said Reb Ernster, it comes out that according to these Goyim, a Kotan is Chayiv in Torah, even before his bar mitzvah. Chuppah, Shmai Nesra l'chuppah. But at the same time, the Gemara says, Hamasiach samach l'pirkan, olav akasavayim reviyadato, kishalom ayalecha. So there's an Indian for a child to get married, samach l'pirkan, right around the time of bar mitzvah. And when is he chayv amasim toivim? That's when he becomes bar mitzvah. So, ha'oyeh, said Rav Ernster, that's the seder. Kishem shenichnas labris, ken yukones l'toiro ulechupo l'masim toivim. First, Torah, because a cot, and as soon as it becomes a bar das, he's a bar hachi, he's chayv in the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Then comes chuppah, because chuppah is going to be chayv in samach l'pirkam. And then finally, masim toivim, he's going to be chayv in when he becomes bar mitzvah. That's the first aura. The second aura is that Ha'oyev es ishtoi, ha'oyev es shcheinav, v'amikarev es kroivav, v'hanoisei es basachoisei. If somebody marries his sister's daughter, olav akosav oimer, os tikro v'ashem yane, tishave v'yoymer hineni. Tosfos asks that why does the Gemara say only someone that's noisei es basachoisei? Only basachoisei? Why not also bas achiv? Meaning it sounds like that bas achoisei, it's a mishpacha, it's his niece, so there's an inyan for a person to marry his kroivim, right? In the spirit of being oyev shcheina mekarev kroivav, so you're being noise as bas achoisei, right? You could see where this fits in. So he said that noise is bas achoisei, why not also bas achiv? So Tosfos says, enochinam, he brings b'shem the Rashbam, the huadim bas achiv, aval achoisei nokat. The reason we mention bas achiv because it would be more shchiach just based on the metzias, because a person is maybe spending more time with his sister than with his brother, and as a result, it would be more shchiach that he would marry bas achoisei than it is bas achiv. Then Tosfos springs from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said, no, we mentioned dafka bas achoisei. The reason is because bas achoisei is bas mazloi. She has the same mazel as him. Because Chazal say, roiv bonim adoim en la'achioim. Most children are like their mother's brothers, which means that this bas achoisei is probably going to be very similar to him. So because she's similar to him, they're of the same mazel, so it's a skula for them to be able to live happily ever after, and it's for that reason Chazal said it should be bas achoisei. Incidentally, you see from this Gemara that when Chazal said roiv bonim doimen la'achioim, it's not bonim as opposed to banois. It's true for banois as well, because here we're dealing with bas achoisei, and we're saying, Zok Rabbeinu Tam, that because roiv bonim doimen la'achioim, that's why a person should marry bas achoisei. It's interesting, Tosfos doesn't mention this here, but there's a Tosfos later in the Masechta on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, it's the bottom Tosfos, where Tosfos quotes from the Rivan, another Pshat. He brings this Gemara, and he says another Pshat, why Bas Nachoisei Davka, and not Bas Achiv? Said the Rivan, the reason is, because we were afraid that if a person would marry Bas Achiv, he'd come to be Mevatel Mitzvahs Yevamim. A Yevam is the reason. The reason is because if a person would be married to Bas Achiv and then he would die, leave over no children, who would have a mitzvah to do Yibam now? His brother. His brother wouldn't be able to do Yibam. Why? Because it's Bitoy. And Bitoy is one of the arayas that I mentioned in the first mission in the Masechta. So because it wouldn't be Shayach now for him to do Yibam, also Levatul Mitzvahs Yivamim, that's Arba Achim 101. And as a result, that's why Chazal said it should be Dafka Bas Achoisei, and Chazal said it shouldn't be Bas Achim. Now this is something that we've talked a lot about in the past. We're not going to mention it now, but it's just Kedai to mention it for one reason, and that is it's Yodua, that this Gemara was one of many Gemaras that the Noi de Behuda quoted as it relates to how exactly a person is supposed to reckon with the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So we're all familiar with the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote in his will a whole bunch of things that people should do and people shouldn't do. A lot of them are related to Zivugim, a lot of them are related to marriages. One of the things Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid said was that a person should not marry Bas HaChassid. It's one of the things that he wrote in his Tzava. And the Noi de Yehuda shried. He said, how could Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid have written in his Tzava that a person should not marry Bas HaChassid? It's enough in the Gemara. The Gemara says mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to marry Bas HaChosef. Now the Gemara doesn't say mitzvah to marry Bas HaChosef, but the Gemara says that Hoyev Eshchein V'makar V'skrei V'noi says Bas HaChosef V'amal V'selu L'oni B'shas Dochei Olav HaKosef Oymer Os Tikr V'Hashem Yane Teshaveya V'yoymer Ineni. So you see, it's a milo. So it shouldn't be possible. And the Yehuda goes on and he says Groysel L'shoynes, and he says it doesn't matter who in the person is. There's no one that has the places to say anything that's keneged the Talmud. No one could go keneged the Gemara. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid in many different places wrote things that are keneged Gemaras. He said that brothers shouldn't marry sisters. It's mefurish in Gemaras that they used to do that. He said a father and a son shouldn't marry two sisters. Rapapa ubnoi wa naslu shnei banos. He brings a whole bunch of different rayas. But the bottom line is, this is a exhibit A, where Rabbi Yehuda Chassid wrote something in a Tzava that's keneged. It's keneged a mefurish gemara. So the Neid Behuda very famously said, just kedai to read the one line. Avol emes yere darkoi ki achosid lezarei achra of tziva. The chosid, referring to Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, what he was saying to his mishpacha ledoyrei doyres ki rab ruach hakodesh. He saw ruach hakodesh says zarei lo yatzliach bezivugim koela ubaze enoy soyz the divrei Talmud shu ala klal v'divrei achosid hu ala prat. That was what he said. And then the Neid Behuda famously said, right, the context over there was where the Shoyl asked him a question where he was read a Shidduch. The problem is, the Shver's name is the same name as his name. The Shver was asking the question. The Edom is a Chashva person, and it's the same name. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says, you should stay away from a Shidduch like this. So the question is if this is something you should worry about. So he writes to him, he shouldn't worry about it, because the Edom is a Talmud Chacham, Shomer Mitzvah Liyedah Davarah. You're doing a mitzvah by taking such an Edom. And he said, if that's the case, this is definitely not something you have to worry about. And then he has a punchline. He says, "V'timani ala oylam." He says, it's such a chiddush to me that if a person would be read a shidduch and the boys are not ma'aretz, nobody would ask a shayla. It's bullshit. Nobody would have a problem. Even though the Gemara in Psachim and Tesam Abeis talks about how not okay that is. Abu l'schatim im tzubim mirabonim. But you read a choshev eidim. This major London. Sheshmoy kishmoy heim shayalim. This already is a shayla. V'loitei teiru shleima shalonu kitzava ba'alma. He says, halavai, people would treat the Torah like a tzava. Either way, lochein l'daiti yigmar chesan chashidu chazev yasem masav l'shem shemayim. So he tells me to go forward with the shidduch. But it's to do with the divrei chayim, the heilige divrei chayim. Reb Chaim Sanz in a tshuva, he said, shorolei mori, the Eibusha should be moichel d'noi de Yehuda for the way you spoke about Reb Yehuda Chassid. We've mentioned in the past that if you go through a tshuva, it doesn't sound like d'noi de Yehuda spoke disrespectfully to Reb Yehuda Chassid. His lashon was ki rab ruach hakodesh. I mean, he's attributing ruach hakodesh Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Oh, but the divrei chayim, with his incredible sensitivity, felt that it bothered him, and he said shorolei maril anoy de Yehuda. So he says, if that's the case, but that inferring the noy de Yehuda's kashes, you have mefurish gemaras that are kineged the tzavah Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. So he said a davar niflo. We're learning Yevamos now. We know the ikur mitzvah in the nefila liyibum is to do yibum. Stating that, the Mishnah says, based on Abishol, that Chazal said, Mitzvah Chalitza is Kedemes L'Mitzvah Yibam. Barishayin Hashayim is Chavim L'Shayim Mitzvah, Mitzvah Yibam was Kedemes L'Mitzvah Chalitza. But now that people don't have the ability to have the proper Kavanah, so today Mitzvah Chalitza is Kedemes L'Mitzvah Yibam. So Reb Chaim Tzanz, the Heilige Divrei Chaim, said, that Yesh Shloimar, it's true, all these Zivugim that Chazal spoke about, Bas HaChoysa, etc., these were all Zivugim that Be'etzim are okay. But they're only okay if a person is able to have the proper Kavanah. And Barishayin, he said, people were able to have the proper Kavanah. They were able to do Yibam with the proper Kavanah. So they were able to do these zivugim with the proper kavanah as well. But then what happened was, there was Yeridus HaDoiris, and Rabbi Yehuda Chassid saw the Yeridus HaDoiris, and that's why he wrote in his Tzavah that you shouldn't go based on this. And just like Chazal said that even though Barishayin mitzvahs even kedemes l'mitzvahs chalitza, but achshav mitzvahs chalitza kedemes l'mitzvahs yibum, this is a real Yevamos punchline. But Tzedek Divrei Chaim, now it's faker, and now mitzvahs chalitza is really kedemes l'mitzvahs yibum, and now and therefore so too as it relates to all these zivugim, a person should treat them in the same way. Regardless, that was the Divrei Chaim's rebuttal to what the Noi de Yehuda said. V'advar matikim. Just one last ta'ara as it relates to this Gemara is v'amalva sela la'ani b'shas dochgoy. If somebody lends money to an ani b'shas dochgoy, all of akas of oimer, it's regarding him that the pasuk says os tikra v'ashem yane tishaveya v'yoimer ineni. I saw in a sefer Yalkut Hamiri. So the Sefer Yalkut HaMe'iri was written by a tremendous guy. His name was Rabbi Avram Meir Israel. He was a Hungarian Rav, Fardim Ulchama. After the war, he settled in Williamsburg and he had a kehila in Williamsburg. So in his Sefer, here on Masechtas Yevamos, on our Gemara, so he says, V'hinini lahaskir kan. This is Bebchinis Sefsois of Doivavois Bekever. He says, I want to mention Masha Shamati mi Beibach Rusi. When I was a Bacher, mi Doidi Atzadik. From my uncle the Tzadik, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Israel, Zechroina Levracha, mi Recha, Hashem Yim Kom Damai. So he was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemom V'Zichrom, and his uncle, Reb Yitzchok Zov Israel, told him something that he heard B'Shem HaGoyin Reb Hillel Mikalamai. He heard from Reb Hillel Mikalamai. So who's Reb Hillel Mikalamai? He was a very famous Hungarian Gadol. He was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, and he's most famous for being Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger Schwer and his mentor, Ki Yodua V'Ein Kam Goymer. But he said as follows. He said that what does the Gemara mean when it says, Amal V'Sela La'Oni B'Shas Doch Goy? That's a Gevaldig Amayla. Pasha, you learn that the Oni is struggling right now, and you've go and at a time of need you help him out. But he said, Rabbi Hillel Mikalamai teach differently. He said, that if a person comes to you and he asks you for help, and really it's not such a good time for you to help, because it's a shas doch goy. Right now you're in a situation where it's not going to be easy for you. But he said, if you're malvala oni b'shas doch goy, all of Akasavoyim, it's regarding him that the pasuk says, Oz tikrav Hashem yana. He says, if you help someone when it's difficult for you, then when you need help, Mida Kenegan Mida, the Eibush is going to come help you. You're going to scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. He doesn't bring this. Oh, but the emes is, I think with this pshat, we can answer Tosfos Kasha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga, that Heyam and Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan, Kimati Lahaik Rabachi. Rabbi Yochanan, when he used to come to the following pasuk, he used to cry. So he said, Evet, Rabbi Mamsli Rois Fitzoris, Takona Yeshloi. Right, is a person like this stand a chance? My Rois Fitzoris. So it's machlik is Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Zehamamzi loy moys lo ani b'shas dochkay." It's referring to someone that lends money to aniyim b'shas dochkay. What's pashim shad? So it's machlik is Rashi Toisus. Toisus learns that there are people that they'll give you, they'll lend you, but they wait until you really need them. Because when you really need them, you're vulnerable. And at that point, you can dictate the terms and you can get whatever you want. There are people that prey on desperate people. And he said, someone that's malva mois, b'shaz dochkoi, that person, this is this pechina, this is this gather of a hoya kisimtena, oisei rois, rabbis, b'tzai. It's like the worst thing in the world. That a person, he has people that are willing to help him, but only when the matzav is so terrible. Why? Because when the matzav is so terrible, you end up having to give everything away and it ends up being kefil, you had no choice. Abba Lamai said, it ends up being a terrible thing. Frey Toysfus, how does this do with a Gemara in Yevamis? A Gemara in Yevamis, Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amal V'moyis, La'oni B'shaz Doch Goy, it's just the opposite. All of Akosav Oymer, it's such a Gevaldig Gezach. So is it a terrible thing? Like, your mamish setting this person up for disaster? Or is it the greatest thing in the world? The Teretz says, Lefi, this drush, it's beautiful. This Gemara is talking about where you're malva la'ani b'shas dochkoy of the ani. Our Gemara is talking about you being malva b'shas your own dochkoy. And that's the midah keneged midah. All of akosav oimer, os tikrav Hashem yana, tishava v'yoimer hineni. Zok the Gemara v'ayt. Simin, isho, v'karka, ezer, zois, shtei, havrochois, tagri, pachsi. I'm Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza said, "Kol adam she'ein lo isha, any person that doesn't have the isha, einoy adam. He's not an adam. He's not a complete man." Shenema, the pasuk says, "Snachar unekeva bira'am." Amar Rabbi Loza, "Vayikra shmam adam." So zachar unekeva bira'am, and then vayikra shmam adam. That together with zachar unekeva, that's when Adam was called Adam. Any person doesn't have karka, ain't no Adam. If he doesn't own karka, he's not an Adam. Shenemer, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, Ve'aretz Nosan Lifnei Adam. So to be a Ben Adam, you have to have Aretz. So if a person doesn't have karka, he's not an Adam. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ma'idich Siv, Esne Loi Ezer Kenegdoi. Zocha, if a person Zoicha, through marriage, his wife is an Ezer, she helps him. But if a person is not Zoicha, Kenegdoi, then she's always going to oppose him. It says Kenegdoi. If there would be no Nekudois, so then you would be tempted to read the word Esaloi Ezer Kenegdoi. Now, Kenegdoi, Rashi says, means to give Malkus, Rav Mangid, Lamanda Makadish Babias. It sounds like marriage is a bunch of Malkus. But then again, it says Kenegdoi, which is a good thing. So which one is it? Zocha, Kenegdoi, Loi Zocha, Minagadetoi. It depends. Some people are Zoicha and they have a Kenegda, and some people not so much. And they have a Kenegda. Ask Rabbi Yitzel Eliyo. Rabbi Yossi once met Eliyo Novi. Amalei told him, Ksiv, it says, Esaloi Ezer. It says that Chava was given to Adam as an Ezer. So he had a question. Bamei, Isha Ezer say la Adam. So Rabbi Yossi asked this question to Eliyo Novi, Tishbi Yataritz Kushyas Vyibayas. So this was his question. He wanted to know. Bamei, Isha Ezer say. Amalei, he told him, Adam may be chitin. He says, if a person brings chitin into his house, chitin kaisa is where he eats chitin. Pishtan, you bring pishtan in from the field. Pishtan loivesh? Of course not. So how does the chitin turn into a cholent? Your wife takes care of it. And has pishton turn into a rekel? Says your rabbits in the bnei bayis takes care of it. Nutlay nimsis mirein of mamida raglo. So you want to know how she helps you? This is the way you help. This is the way she helps you. I thought of a gemara. The gemara says in Masech de Shabbos daf kuf yud ches amid beis. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said miyomai like karisi leishti ishti. Said I never called my wife my wife. Ule shayri shayri. Elo leishti beisi. I always called ishti beisi. Ule shayri I called sadi. But he said I always called ishti beisi. Rashi says why? Shehi ikur shal bayis. Because she is the ikur of the bayis. Rabbi Yosi said this. He said I used to always call ishti beisi. Could be this is the rest of the story. Yes, Elio Anavi. What's the ikur tachlis? What's the azer of a froy? Meaning, what's the ikur azer? Everything that a woman provides. Right, we started off the daf. Shari below this, shari below that. So you want to know what's the ikur, right? Well, Manu Emes. That was the question. So what did Elio Anavi say? Elio Anavi said, Adam Meifi Chitin, Chitin Kaises, Pishton, Pishton Loivish. She's the ikur abayas. She is the akeres abayas. And that's what Rabbi Yossi, who had heard this from Elio Anavi, that's what Rabbi Yossi said, Me oilam like karasi. Oh, Rabbi Loz said, Maidu, see what's pshan in the pasuk that says, Zoi sapam. Vayomer Adam. Adam is talking. Zoi sapam etze me'atzamai u'basam ibsari. Melame sheba Adam al kol behemah v'chayah. That Adam Arishon was ba al kol behemah v'chayah v'lo neskara daitai achaba al chava. And he was not neskara daitai. He didn't realize. Meaning, he was trying to figure out who his proper zivug was until he was ba al chava. And that's why he said, Zoi sapam. He says, now I realize. Obviously, the skimara is Enoi Oimer Elidur Shunif. Amr Rabbalaz said, Maidach said, the Pasuk says, Ve'eschol Goy Gadol, and then it says, Ve'nivruchu Becha Kol Mishpachais Adam. Amr Rabbalaz Baruch Avram, HaKadosh Baruch told Avram, Shtei Breichos Tavis Yeshli Lahavrich Becha. So Breichos is Miloshen Lahavrich. This is a Zeroim term. So what it means is to graft. In our Gemara, it's going to mean to graft. So sometimes a farmer would take a branch from one type of tree, and he would graft it together with a tree that's something else. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram that there's going to be two acts of Havrocha that I'm going to do into Klal Yisrael. Rus HaMoyaviyah, V'namo HaMoynes. Meaning, Klal Yisrael is the Ummah, that's the Elon, that's the tree. Hashem says, I'm going to take something from a foreign substance, a Moyaviyah, that was Rus. I'm going to take an HaMoynes, that's Namo, and Klal Yisrael is going to come through that. Kol Mishpacha Yisrael Adomo, Afnilu Mishpacha Yisrael Adomo, Badomo. What does that mean? Even the Mishpacha is that they live in the Adama, in Misparchis, El Bishval Yisrael. Everyone, doesn't matter who, what, all Baruch in the world comes because of the Yidden. There's another pasuk that says, V'nivruchu boy kol goye ha'aretz. Meaning, the first pasuk is, V'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpacha yisrael Adama. The next pasuk is, V'nivruchu v'ay kol goye ha'aretz. What does this mean? Afilu sfinois, even the ships. Ha'boyis mi galya la spamya, that travel and they bring cargo, schayra, from galya to spamya, in a mizbarchis. All their bracha comes, elabish for Yisrael. It's all because of Klal Yisrael. Amar Rabbalaz said, Asidin kol bali umniyah sheyamdu ala karka. One day, when Mashiach's going to come, all the bali umniyahs, all the white collar professionals, we're all going to become farmers. How do you know that? Shenemar, it's a pasuk. It says, V'yardu me'aniyoy seyem, the soichrim are going to go off their ships. Kol toivsei mashoit malachim kol choivle hayam. All these people that used to spend time traveling, and what are they going to do? Elo aretz yamoidu. They're going to end up working the ground. Mamar Rabbi Lazar said on that note, Ein lecha umnas p'chusam min hakarka. There's no more denigrating avoida and job that a person could have than working the ground. Shenemar v'yardu. V'yardu doesn't just mean they're going to get off their boats. V'yardu means it's going to be a yurid in terms of what they're doing. Rabbi Lazar chazal hiyar on that note. Rabbi Lazar once saw a piece of land, the Shadi Bakar Balapusya, where there was someone who had planted cabbage and he was plowing the field along the width, which is not the right way to do it. You're supposed to do it along the length. Amaleis, Rabbi Loza told him, Itishtadi l'urche. He said, even if you would have done it the right way, even if your furrows would have been along the length, hafuchi be'iska tabminach, you'd be better off not working the land, you'd be better off being a soichi, you'd make more money that way. Rav Ola Beni Shibli, Rav once entered a field, Chazinu de Kanaifin, it was a beautiful field. He sees these stalks of wheat and the wind is blowing and it's going to the right and it's going to the left and it was really a sight to be seen. Amalu, so Rav said, to the stalks themselves, so to speak. He said, "Inaifis is snufi. It's beautiful the way you're shuckling. It's a very, very nice sign. However, hafuchi beiska tabminach. You'd be better off trying to make a parnasa as a soicher." Amar Rava said, "Meyes zuzi beiska. If a person has 100 zuzin and he invests it wisely, he puts it into an iska. Kol yom abisser v'chamer. Every day he's going to be able to eat meat. He's going to be able to drink wine. Meyes zuzi be'arev. If a person has 100 zuzin and he invests it in a piece of land, milcha v'chafura. He's going to end up eating salt and not cooked vegetables. That's like pas b'metl, even Yeah, pas b'melach. V'loyoy, ela megani le'ara. He's going to sleep on the ground, meaning he's going to be afraid that people are going to steal from him. So he's going to end up sleeping inside his field. U'meramule tigri, and not just that, he's going to have a lot of machloikis. He's going to end up being fights who owns this. This is going to be issues. Amar Rapapa said, Rapapa was a Taira v'gedula b'makam echad kiyidua. So he said, zera v'loy tizbein. He said, a person should try to plant his own tefuah rather than buy the tefuah. And afal gaftechi adadi ninu, even if it's the same amount of money. Meaning, I can purchase it, or I can plant it myself. And dollars and cents wise, it makes no difference. So it would probably make more sense to buy it, right? Why do you have to be busy with yourself? There's more bracha if you do it by yourself. Zabin v'loy tezel. He said, a person should sell his nechasim not to become an ani. Meaning it's kedai. A person shouldn't hold on to his nechasim because for sentimental purposes. If he needs to sell, he should sell. Aber, you have to read the fine print. Hani mili bistarki. This is true for his regular kalim. Aval glima, but his beged loy misramile. That's not something he should do. And the reason is because if you have a good beged, you never know if you're going to find a beged like that again. So if you're going to sell it, adai to the hachi that you're going to buy another one. So that's not necessarily going to happen. If somebody has a hole in his wall and he needs to plug it. So sometimes a person, if he has a hole in the wall, what he's going to do is he's going to maybe make the hole a little bit bigger and then he's going to make a more... He says, don't do that. Don't stop making it bigger. Just plug the hole and be done with it. Shapoitz v'loy tivni. Now, if you're a person that is not happy with that, meaning you're not just comfortable plugging a wall, you're a little bit of a mafunik, so that's not going to work for you. Beseder. Then you should maybe broaden the wall a little bit, or the hole inside of it, but don't knock down the wall. That already is zikha shouldn't do. Shekala oisik bebinyan, because we don't want you building. That's the whole point. Because someone that's oisik in binyan, mismasking, eventually becomes an arama. Rapapa continued. He said, kfaitzu zavinara. He said, if a person has an opportunity, and he has money, he should try to chaperai, and he should buy karka, meaning otherwise he's going to end up spending the money. So if a person has a few dollars, he should chaperai. Sounds like he's arguing with Rabbi Laza. But a person should be kfaitzu zavin karka. Matunov zavinitza. Even though you should jump into a business deal, not that way with marriage. Meaning, when it comes to marriage, you should be mesunim bedin, matun. You should be a little bit more patient. Nachis darga nasavitza. Person, when he gets married, he should marry someone that's of a lesser social class than him. The reason is because like this, she's going to respect him. If he's going to marry someone that's of a higher social class, she might not have the proper covets. If you want your wife to respect you, that's a good skula. And sak darga bechad shushbina. He said, but when it comes to a friend, you should try to then find people that are on a higher madrega in the spirit of k'nei l'cha chaver, asei l'cha rav, then it's better to actually go up. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Avina, ein parani spal la'olam ela b'shvil Yisrael. So we mentioned earlier, v'nivrucha b'chol kol mishpacha yisa adama kol goye yaretz. That's true for all bracha. All bracha comes because of klai Yisrael. So Rabbi Elazar bar Avina said, the same is true for paranias. All paranias comes for klai Yisrael. Shenema hechrati goyim, nashamu pinoisam, hechrafti chutzoisam, uksiv, and it says, amarti ach tiri. Klai Yisrael, take a look. Look, Oisi and me, Tikhu Musa. Meaning, what happens in the other side of the world is always talking to Klai Yisrael. So all the bracha comes because of Klai Yisrael, and all the piranias comes because of Klai Yisrael. And this is, of course, what Chazal say, Bereshis, Bar, Lekim, Eshmaim, Vesaris, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenik, Reshis. So everything that happens, Bishvil Reshis, right here in this Gemara. All the bracha and all the piranias. Rav, Sokti Gemara, Avimifta Mir Rabchiyah. Rav was once Gizegin Zichut Rabchiyah. So we know Rav and Reb Chiya were very close. They were also relatives. Reb Chiya was Rav's uncle. The Gemara says he was his uncle from two sides, from his paternal side and from his maternal side. So Rav once gizegen zech with Reb Chiya. Amalei. So Reb Chiya gives Rav a bracha. He told him, Rachmana litzlach mimidi dekashani moisa. I give you a bracha, the Eibishter should save you and he should spear you from something that's even worse than death. So Rav turned to Reb Chiya and he said, Mi'ikam midi dekashani musa? Is there anything that's worse than death? David HaMelech said, Yaso Yisranika v'lamavis loy nesanani. He said, what could possibly be worse than that? So the Gemara says, Yotzadak nofak dak v'ashkach. So Rav went, he was ma'ayin, and he looked around and he said, what could I find? What is worse than death? He found something. He found the pasuk in Koyelis. He said, Shlomo HaMelech said, Umoitze ani mar mimavis eso isha. He said, I found something that's worse than death. And what is that? That's o isha. Now, the pasuk doesn't say every isha, right? Moitzani mar mimavas eso isha. Asher him metzoidim v'charomim libo asurim yodeh toiv lufnei olakim yimolim yimadav v'chayti yilachibo. So it's a certain type of isha. But there is something that's worse than that. And that's what Reb Chiya was telling him. Meaning, Reb Chiya was giving Rav a bracha that he should be speared from an isha ra. Stating that, the Gemara says that it's a little unclear if this bracha was mekoyim. Rav, havakam etzara lu devisu. Rav's wife used to chepa with him. Ki omalo avidi plufchoi. If Rab would tell his wife, make plufchi for me, of the lechimtzi, she would make chimtzi. If he would say, make chimtzi, of the lechimtzi. When Rav's son, Chiyabar Rav, got older, apachle. So Rav, whenever Rav would tell his son what he should tell his mother to make for him, so he would always flip it around. Meaning, if Rav wanted klufchi, so he would say he wants chimtzi, because he knew that she was always going to go faket. So Rav once told his son, look at your mother, she's steiging, she's coming around a little bit, she's making what I want. So he has told Rav, he says, no. Nah, Tata, I have to confess. I have to tell you the rest of the story. He said, I know the car pichnole. I'm the one that's doing this. I'm flipping it around because I understand that your mother hasn't changed much. Amalei, so Rav told the son, this is what people mean when they say, that sometimes your offspring, they're going to be smarter than you and they're going to teach you a few things you never knew. Meaning Rav's like, how come I never thought of that, right? I should have done the same thing, which is in fact a pella. But Rav said, you see, my son Chia was able to atloi, but at the same time he told him, atloi tava. Don't do this. Shenemer, because the pasuk says, "Limdu l'shoinam daber sheker have." A person shouldn't train himself to learn sheker. The Marsha says that such an interesting pasuk, Yirmiyo Perik test, "Limdu l'shoinam daber sheker have." Say better, midvar sheker tirchak. There's often a psukim, there's dina day rice. A person's not let alone. So the Marsha says that vaisto is really what Chiya Barav did wasn't wrong. He had every right to do it. Why? So he says because we know Mishanin Eso Emes. This is a classic example of where he's going to be Mishana the Emes B'pnei HaSholem. But Rav said Afal Pike. There's still an Inyan of Limdu L'Shoinam Daber Sheker Hav. The Gemara says Rav Chiya have a Kometzar Le'Devisu. Rav Chiya had a very similar situation. Meaning his wife used to be Mitzayrim. Kav Mashkech Midi. When Rav Chiya would find something, he'd be at in the shuk, he would find something very nice. Tzayr Le'Besudare U'maisen Allah. He was always buying his wife things. So Rav Chiya, even though his wife used to chat with him a lot, but he was always buying her things. Amalei Rav, so Rav told Rav Chiya, he says, right, Feta, Rav Chiya, why are you doing this? He goes, I know the way you're not treated well at home. Why are you always buying your wife things? Amalei, Rav Chiya told him, Dayenu, I'm going to tell you why. Shemegadlis banenu, because number one, even though she's not so nice to me, but she raises our children, umatzilois oisanu menachet, and she protects us from averus, meaning through tashmish, she protects us from meruri averu, and it's for that reason. So the Gemara says, Rav and Rav Chiya had a very similar fate as it relates to their marriage. What comes to mind is another Gemara, Brachas Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. We all know the Gemara, but the names matter. Amalei Rav l'Rav Chiya. Rav told Rav Chiya, Noshim b'may zachin. What schus do Noshim have? So Rav Chiya told him, Ba'akruye banayu l'bnei knishto, u'basnuye gavrayu b'rabonon, v'natrin l'gavrayu ada'asumi b'rabonon. It's because of the fact they take care of the children, they take care of their husbands, they allow their husbands to learn Torah. It's because they help them spiritually. Who is the shoyel? It was Rav. Who did he ask the question to? He asked the question to Rav Chiya. And Rav Chiya mamish told Rav in Brachos Yud Zayin Amar Aleph what he told him right here in Yevam Samach Gimel. It's true, the Noshim and Maizachian, sometimes maybe a person doesn't have such a good marriage. But there is an Indian of recognizing one thing, and that is Dayenu. Shemigadlois bonenu umatsilois soisonu menache. Zok the Gemara Makrile Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Bre. Rav Yehuda was once learning with his son Rav Yitzchak. And they came to the following pasuk: Umoitzani mar mimoves eso isha. This pasuk, Shlomo Melech's pasuk, Amar Leis Rav Yitzchak asked his father. He said, "Kugoy man, do you have an example of a woman that Shlomo Melech was referring to when he said Umoitzani mar mimoves eso isha?" So he said, "Yeah, I have an example. Kugoy imcha, like your mother." So the Gemara from Asli Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak pray. How could that be? Rav Yehuda was once only with his son Rav Yitzchak, and he learned the following chazal. He told him, "Ein adam moitzi koyras ruach ela mi ishter ishayna. A person does not find koyras ruach only from his ishter rishayna. The ikar koyras ruach that a person has is from his ishter rishayna. Shenema yehi mekarcha baruch usmach me eishes nurecha. That the ikar simcha comes from a person's first wife." Oh, my Rav Yitzchak asked his father, "Kugoy man, you have an example of someone that this is true for?" And he said, "Yeah, I have an example. Kugoy nimcha, your mother." So which one was it? Is she moitzani mar mimavas hesel isha, or is she usmach me eishes nurecha? The Gemara says it was both true. It was both. She was mar mimavas, but at the same time, she brought him a lot of simcha. Mitkuf tkif. And the Gemara explains it a little bit. She was very, very stark. She was a strong woman. But at the same time, meaning she was a noyach lichois, but she was a noyach leratzois. So it depended. Sometimes she was Moitzani Mami Movis Aso Isha in the event that she was going through an episode of Noyach Lichois. But at the same time, when she was Noyach Leratzois, there was a Bechina of Usmach Me'eshnes Neurecha. I saw in the Sha'orim Mitzuyonim Bahalacha, he says on this Gemara right here that Ein Adam Moitzei Koiras Ruach Elami Ishta Rishayna. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says something beautiful. He said that we know in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim that in Eved Ivri there are times that his master is allowed to give him Shivcha Kananis. But the Pasuk says in Begapa Yavoi, Begapa Yetzi, if he came into the marriage, not married, then Begapa Yetzi, then his master is not allowed to give him a wife. However, in Baal Ishayi, if he came in, if he's someone that was married already, then the Aloch is allowed to give him a wife. So what difference does it make if he was married, if he wasn't married? Right? Begapa Yavoi, Begapa Yetzi. However, if he comes in married, then he's allowed to have another wife. So he said beautifully, he said, maybe Pshat is this Gemara. Because Ein Adam Moitzi Koiras Ruach Elami Ishta Rishayna. And the Torah didn't want that his Ishta Rishayna should be a Shivcha Knanis. So if he's a Baal Isha, then Anachanami, it's not his Ishta Rishayna anyways. However, in Begapa Yavoi, then it's going to be Begapa Yetze. Zok Timara, Heichi Domi Isha Ra. So what's an example of an Isha Ra? Amr Abaya. Abaya said. Again, why are we talking about an Isha Ra? Because Shlomo HaMelech said, Umoitz Ani Mami Mav Esesu Isha. So what's an example of an Isha Ra? So Abaya said, Mekash Tolei Tak. Here's an example. Man comes home and his wife sets up this beautiful dinner. Mekash Tolei Puma. But at the same time, she's yelling at him and screaming at him. Sinish Kedai Deganza Maisa. Rava Ma Rava said, Mekash Tolei Tak. She sets up a beautiful table, but Umahadra Le Gaba. But at the same time, she doesn't want to eat with him. Meaning she forces him to eat in an uncomfortable position. So it's amazing how Abaye v'Rava always said different pshatim. But the bottom line is, there is a tzad hashava. The tzad hashava is, this is not stam a woman that's completely reckless, but rather faker, she's mekashto le'taka, but at the same time, there's some chisorin over here, and that's what Chazal meant when they said isha ra. Omer Rab Chama Bar Chanino. When a person gets married, it goes a long way in terms of preventing a person from doing averish. I mean, if a person's married, it's going to lead to a person doing the rotzen of Hashem. In Eretz Yisrael, when a person would get married, they would say as follows, matzah or moitzah? What did they mean to say? Right, they would ask a younger man, you'd mean him, Shana Rishayna, he says, no, matzah or the moitzah? So what was the question? Matzah, they say, matzah isha, matzah toif. Moitzah, they meant to say, dechsev, umoitzah ani mar mi maves eso isha. So they want to know, are you a matzah isha, matzah toif? Or are you a moitzah ani mar mi maves eso isha? We'll get to this at the end of the Gemara. Oh, my Rava said, isha ra, mitzvah legarisha. If a person's married to an isha ra, it's a mitzvah for him to give her a get. Dechsev, goresh leitz. A person should be megarish or late. By doing that, the fights are going to leave his house. And everything is going to calm itself down. The Chasam Sofer, I saw, asks that Isha Ra mitzvah legarsha. We just learned the Gemara that Rav Chi and Rav were both married to, you would think, based on Abaye and Rav's definition of an Isha Ra, they were married to an Isha Ra. And you don't find anywhere that they divorced them. I mi'ishna ra mitzvah legarsha. What's the pshat? So the Chasam Sofer says, Vais tois. Reb Chiya told Rav, he says, why do I give cover to my wife? Because at the end of the day, dayenu shemegadlis banenu umatzilo yisoyisonu menachet. It's true they were raw to him, but at the same time, it didn't take away from the way that they were assisting in raising the family, and it didn't take away from providing him what he needed in order to serve Hashem, which is really chayvasa b'olam, and that's his real tachlis in the world. When Rava said isha ra mitzvah legarsha, this is talking about an isha, that not only is she not good to him, but she's not megadlis banenu, and she's not matzilo yisoyisonu menachet. At that point, it's mitzvah legarsha. Zok de Gemara weiter. For Amar Rava, Rava said, Isha Ra. If a person has an Isha Ra, uksubasa maruba, and she has a big ksuba, tzarasa betzida. Says one etza. Meaning this person's mom is stuck, right? On the one hand, Isha Ra, and at the same time, she has a big ksuba. So he can't live with her, but at the same time, he can't afford to not live with her because it's just too expensive. So what should he do? What he should do is sarasa betzida. Pre-chem de Rabbeinu Gershom, this worked. He should take another wife. If he takes another wife, he's going to create a competition in his house. And like this, he's going to end up being the beneficiary. The Amri Yinshi, people say, bechaverta b'loy besilta. He said, if you want to do something, like to make a point towards your wife, the way you should do it is with her chaverta, meaning bring in a tzar, b'loy besilta, as opposed to hitting her chalila or doing something that's going to hurt her. V'amar Rava, Rava said, kosha isha ra ki yoyim sagrir. An isha ra is like a storm. Shenem adelef toirei b'yoyim sagrir, the eshes midyanim nishtav. Vamar Rav, Rav said, boy, kama toiva, isha toiva. Take a look at how toiva an isha toiva is. The kama ra, isha ra. And how ra in isha ra. It's kama toiva, isha toiva. The chsiv matzah, isha matzah toiva. So Rav said like this. I'm not sure exactly what pshat in this pasuk is. I have two tzadim. Either way, I can make my point. He said, ibegava mishta yikra. If Shlomo HaMelech, when he said matzah isha matzah toiv, he meant literally, meaning it's not a metaphor, it's not a euphemism, it's not a mashal, an imshal. It's literally matzah isha matzah toiv. No, so you see clearly, kama toiv isha toiv. Shakasim mishabcha. See, you see the pasuk is mishabecha. Vibetayr mishtaikra. And if maybe isha over here doesn't mean isha, but rather what it means is toiv, like isha schayel. We know it's Potship Shad, it's actually referring to the Torah. So if it means Torah, then Kama Toiv, Isha Toiv, you see how Toiv and Isha Toiv is, Shatayr and Imshalava, that we're using the Isha Toiv as the mushal to compare to the Torah. Kama Ra, Isha Ra, and Rava continues, said, how bad is a Isha Ra? Dechsev Umoitse Ani Marmi Maves. She's worse than Mavis. And again, Rava said, I have two ways to go with this pasuk. If the pasuk is talking literally about an Ishara, it's a kamara Ishara, it's a kasa megano. You see, the pasuk says that Ishara is worse than Mavis. And Iba Gehenim Ishtoikram. The other side is that maybe the pasuk means Gehenim. No, if the pasuk means Gehenim, and the marshal for Gehenim is the Ishara, so kamara Ishara, she Gehenim Nimshalava, then again, certainly you see from here what an Ishara is. The pasuk says in Yirmiyo, more about an Ishara. Hinani mevi ra, ashalo yuchlu latzeis mimena. Hashem says, I'm going to bring a ra, it's going to be a za ra, you're going to have no way out. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravua, zu isha ra, uksubasa meruba. This is talking about an isha ra, ordinarily there'd be a way out to give a get, but he can't afford to give a get, because she has a big suba, uksubasa meruba. Another pasuk, this is a pasuk in Eicha. Nisanani Hashem bidei loy uchal kum. Hashem put me in the hands of someone where like, oh, come on, Pasha can't get up. Again, he's boxed in because he can't live with her, but he also can't live without her because he can't give her again. In my Rava Amru, in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say a different shot in this last pasuk in Eichel. Nisanani Hashem bidei lo yoichol kum. Zem Mishem is a noise of plim bekasvei. It's referring to someone that he has to buy schayra in order for him to be able to make a living, in order for him to be able to live, and in order for him to be able to sell things. The schayr can go up, and it could end up affecting him, so he finds himself in a bad situation. Meaning, if he can produce his own schayr, so then if the schayr goes up, there's inflation, he'll benefit from it also. If, however, he has to buy, and he's subject to price fluctuations, so he's in a matzev where he could be like uchal kum. Pasuk says, banecha uvnoisecha nesunim le'am acher. It's referring to a man that divorced his wife, married a second wife, and this second wife is now raising her husband's children. So the children are being raised not by a mother, but by a stepmother. So that on some level is an am acher. The pasuk says, "Begoy novel achisem." A pasuk in Parshas Hazino. Amar Rav Chana bar Rava, Amar Rav zu isha ra uksubasa meruba. Again, it's a klala, and that's what the klala is. Isha ra uksubasa meruba. Rabbi Eliezer Omer elu hamtzedukim, or some have the gersa elu aminim. V'chenu Omer Amar novel belibay ein alikim. That the tzedukim and the minim are the goy novel. And how do you see that they're a goy novel? Because the novel says ein alikim. We have a related rabbi on this. But masnisa tano elu anshei barbaria. These are the people from Barbaria, Anche Martinai, Shemahalchem Arumim Bashok. The Goy novel is referring to these people that they walk in the street Arumim. She'en locha meshukitz u'metoyov lefnei amokim. There's nothing more disgusting in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yoiser mimishne mahalich beshuk Arum. More than someone that walks in the street Arum. Incidentally, I don't know what these places are, but Anche Barbaria, right? Sounds like from the Shoirish of Barbaric. So Anche Barbaria, these were people that they were Mahalchin Arumim Bashok Rabbi Yechon and Amr Rabbi Yechon and said, Elu Chabarim. You want to know who the Goy novel Achisem is? Who's the Omar novel Belibay? Who's this novel? It's referring to the Chabarim. So the Chabarim come up in different places in Shas and Perikum and Madlikim. There's different places where they appear, where you find that the Chabarim, these were people that lived in the times of Damayuron. They were Persians and they gave the Yidden a lot of tzaras. So they're the Goy novel that the Pasuk was referring to. Amr Leid Rabbi Yechon, they told Rabbi Yechon, Asa Chabari the Bavel. The Chabarim came to Bavel. So Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael. And he was informed that the Chabarim were in Bavel. So the Gemara says, when he heard that Shogon Nafal, he said he like bent over. He was in terrible tzar. Amalei, they told him, Mekabli Shukhta. He said, but there's some good news. They take Shoychad. So Taretz Yosef. Then he already stood up straight. Right, what comes to mind is the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach Yaakov Mincha. He says, Maisa Ovis Simon Labanim, the Parshas Agolos, that with Esav, Sefurt mit Shoychad. But either way, when he heard that they were Makapel Shoychad, so then he already was happy. Then he was happy. Gazru al Shloisha, they told Rabbi Yochanan that the Chabarim made three Gezeris. And he said, so Rabbi Yochanan told him, they made three gzeiros from Deish Laisha. Must be that the Yidden violated three things, and that's why they made these three gzeiros. All right, so then they told him what the three gzeiros were. Gadzru ala basar. They made a gzeiro, you can't eat basar shchuta. They made it illegal to shlecht, to shecht. Which was shlacht, but teshecht, which is something, by the way, that happened many times throughout the generations. So they said they made a gzeira on basar. So he told them back, mipnei matanis. It's because the Yidden are not giving the matanis, they're not giving the zroyel l'chayayim and the keva, they're not giving the matanis kunda from the basar, that's why this happened. It's mida keneged mida. They said, gadzru al merchatzais. He said they made a gzeira that you're not allowed to use the merchatzais, which was a problem. You can't do tfilos. So he said, mipnei tfilos, because the Yidden weren't nizer mikvah. And that's why this happened. They said, kamachatati shachvi. He said they're taking they're interring people that died, right? They're removing corpses out of kfarim. So he said, "Mipnei shesmeichem b'yoymedim." This one's interesting. It says because the Yidden are besimcha during their holidays, and that's why this happened. Shenemar, and he explained. He said the pasuk says, "V'm loisish from b'kol Hashem risa mespi Hashem v'hoyso yad Hashem b'chem." Uva avoy seichen. Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel zuchatute shachvi. That this pasuk Yad Hashem is going to be b'chem avoy seichen is referring to the fact that the Umay Yisraelim are going to take the bodies out. The Amar b'avoyin chayim. It's because of what the live people did. Meisim is chatetim that this happens to the meisim. So the reason this happened to the meisim is not because of something they did. It's because of something you're doing. He says b'avoyin chayim that meisim am is chatetim. Amar be'rov the Rabbi Bar Mori. Siv, it says in the pasuk also Yirmiyo perikhes lo yeyasvu. These are people that are going to die. But lo yikavru, they're not even going to be zoicha to kfura. Then it says, but Misa is going to be better than Chaim. So how is this possible? Misa is better than Chaim? So some worlds, maybe. But in a situation where the Mesim are not even being zoicha to kfura, how could it be that Misa is better than Chaim? Amale, so Rabbi Bar Mori said, Nifcher Moves L'Rishoyim Shlo Yichlu B'Olam Hazeh V'Yechtu V'Yiplu B'Ganim. The pasuk means to say is that it's better for a Rasha. It's better for a Rasha to die, even if he's going to end up being like that, better than for him to be alive. Because as long as a Rasha is alive, Rishon B'Chayim Akruyim Mesim anyways, they're not doing anything. And all they're doing is really they're digging themselves a deeper grave. They're just getting themselves into more and more trouble. So in that vein, there's an inyan of it's Nifcher Mavis Michayim, even if the Mavis is going to be a Zasart Mavis. One last Gemara. Kos of the Sefer Ben Sira. It says in Sefer Ben Sira. What's Sefer Ben Sira? Also a raid bite. Isha Toiva, Matana Toiva. If a person has a Isha Toiva, a good wife, it's a matana toiva. Bechek yurei elikim tinasein. And she's given in the chek of a yore elikim. A yore elikim is zoicha to an isha toiva. Isha ra, tzaras labayla. She's like tzaras. Mai takante? What should the person do? Yigarshena? She give her a get. V'yisrapim, mitzarata. And he'll be healed from his tzaras. Isha yofa. If a person has an isha yofa, ashrei bayla, praised is her husband. Mispa yom of keflayim. His years of his life are double. Rashi says that he lives a richer life, and as a result, his life feels longer. A person shouldn't look at an isha yafa because he may get caught in her trap. A person shouldn't even spend too much time with her husband to drink wine with him. Because in the toyar of an isha yafa rabim hushchasu, there were so many people that ended up becoming fadarbin, fatsumim kol haruga, and all the people that were nichshol, and they end up going to olam haba. So now should a person stay away to not to olam haba, to Gehenna. So not only should a person stay away from an isha yafa, but they shouldn't even spend too much time with the husband, because through the husband they may end up coming to the isha yafa. Rabim hayu pitzei reichel, the blows of the rachel were many. So what does this mean? So Rashi says that this is referring to the Rachel, as in the infamous Rachel that we had earlier in the Masechta. So the Rachel was someone that was a peddler. He used to sell tachshitei nashim. And as a result, he would spend a lot of time in the house when only the woman was home and that man wasn't home. And he's chashed on a lot of different things in the Gemara. So in the Gemara, so very often, this Rachel would end up having blows. Why? Because he would end up being in his, together with the wife, and the husband would find out, and when he would find out, he would beat him up. So as a result, said Ben Sira, Rabim hayu pitzei Rachel, hamargilim lidvar aveiro. The people that amargle themselves with dvar aveiro can nitzay its maver gachelas. It's like a spark that lights up a coal. Kikluv mole oif came batei mole mirma. Just like the kan is full with oifes, there's a lot of oifes in the nest. So too the house of balei's nos is mole mirma. He continued, did Ben Sira. He said al teitzat zaras machar. Says don't worry about tomorrow. Kiloi teidem ayelad yoyim. He says you have no idea what's going to be tomorrow. Why are you worrying about tomorrow? Shema machar bavei nano. Tomorrow might come, and you might not even be around to see it. Right, this is like fighting pessimism with even more pessimism. He said, don't worry about tomorrow because you might be dead tomorrow. Right, so what are you worrying about it for? So he said, don't worry about tomorrow because who knows what tomorrow is going to bring. And it's going to come out that you're bitzar in a world that's not even yours. He said, "Mina rabin mitoich beisecho." Don't let too many people into your house. And don't let everybody in. Rabim you dorshe shloimecho. You should try to have a lot of friends. But when it comes to revealing a secret, you don't reveal secrets to all your friends. That's already one in a thousand. So just to end with one final ha'ara, which is very much related to the daf that we just learned. And that is, the Gemara says, "B'marava Amri." In my Rava, they used to say, when a man got married, you would meet a younger man in the street, and you would say, "Matzah or Moitzah?" What was the question? Matzah, were you zaycha to a matzah, dechsiv matzah isha matzah taif? Or did you marry a moitzah, dechsiv umoitzah ani marmi maves esa isha? But it's an interesting lashon. Matzah, a moitzah. I saw in the Ein Yaakov, this Gemara is also Gemara Masechtas Brachas Tavches. And in the Ein Yaakov, in Brachas Tavches, on the Pirish Anaf Yosef, this is an old classic Pirish on the Ein Yaakov. So he says, what pshat in this lashon of matzah or moitzah? Why is that the dogush in terms of trying to figure out if this person has a happy marriage or if this person is married to an ishara and he's struggling? So he said pshat based on the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin. A Gemara Masechtas Kedushin Dav Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says Tanya. Reb Shimon said, "Mipnei ma amra Torah ki yikach ish isha, v'loy kasav ki silokach isha leish." When the Torah talks about marriage, it says ki yikach ish isha. So why doesn't it say ki yikach ish isha and not ki silokach isha leish? So Reb Shimon, who was Dairish time of the Kara, he said, "Mipnei she darko isha leish lechazer al isha, vein darko shal isha lechazer al ish." Because the derech is for a man to be mechazer al isha, to look for a wife, as opposed to for a woman to look for a man. Mashal, he said, I'll explain to you in a mashal. Adam she'avdalei aveda. There was a person that lost an aveda. Mi chazer al mi, who looks for who? Bal aveda, mechazer al avidasai. So the bal aveda is mechazer al avidasai. So the Anaf Yosef said, that you see from this Gemara, that when a couple gets married, there's a bechina of ashavas aveda. This man had something, he lost it, and when he gets married, he found it. And it's a gedder now of Ashavas Aveda. Mashal Adam Sha'avdalei Aveda. And that's what marriage is. So Ki Yikach is also a bechina on some level of Ashavas Aveda. So he said, beautiful. He said, someone that gets married and he lives happily ever after. So at the time of his marriage, he found his Aveda. And then together, they were able to build a Bayis Nevan B'Yisrael. He says, but then there are people that they get married and there's constant struggles. And there's chiba and ahava, and then they separate. And then they come back again together. And then emotionally they separate and they distance a little bit. And it's constant back and forth. See, he says on some level, every single time there's a little bit of strife inside this marriage, she's distancing herself from him. He's losing, again, that thing that he once had. When she comes back, he's finding her again. So he said that someone that has a good marriage, so the Aveda was found one time under the chuppah. But someone that's in a constant struggle, so he's constantly being forced to find his Aveda. So he said when they would find a younger man, they would ask him, tell me, matzah or moitzah? Are you a matzah in the past tense? One time you found your zivug, your matzah isha, matzah taif? Or are you a moitzeh in the present tense? You're constantly finding your Aveda. Because your wife is constantly getting lost and you're constantly trying to find her and trying to bring her back. And it's a bechin of Eilam Mitzir Shaloi, Eilam Chayv Lahachris. Is this what you're dealing with? If that's the case, it's moitzeh ni marmi mavas eso isha. He says, that's the dogush of Mitzir. Because Mitzir, like Rav Shimon said, defines ki yikach. That is the mashal Rav Shimon Bar Yochai gave for marriage and kedushin da beizam and beiz. That's the matzah moitzeh, matzah b'chad pami one time. That's matzah isha, matzah toif. Might say in the present tense, that's moitzah ni mar mimavis esa isha. But just to end with one last ha'ara, and that is the marava. This all happened in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, ki nasav inish itza amri lehachi. They would say this, matzah oy moitzah. So earlier in the daf, we mentioned the ha'ara in the name of Rav Hillel Kalamai. saw in the Sefer Sifsei Chachamim. So Sifsei Chachamim is a classic work that was written on Masechtas Brachos, Rosh Hashanah, and Megillah. Not to be confused with the Sifsei Chachamim on the side of a Mikrois Gedolos Chumash. So the Sifsei Chachamim he brings that he saw in the Sefer Lukutei Chever Ben Chaim, which by the way is a 6-volume work that was written by one of the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer, and there's a lot of Magnisos Toivos from the Chassam Sofer and the Sefer Lekutei Chever Chaim, for those that are familiar with the Sefer. But either way, he brings this from the Sefer Lekutei Chever Chaim, who brought it in the name of Rav Hillel Mikalamai. He said, why is it b'marava ki nosef inish itza amri lehachi? Why was this something that was only in Eretz Yisrael? How come in Chutz Laretz they didn't ask this question? So he said, because the Gemara says in Masechta Soito, daf bezam Aleph, Arbom Yoim Koidim Mitzir Savlad, there's a baskel that says Bas Plainly Laplain. Faith the Gemara, is that true? We know that a Kaddish Baruch Hu, when he's Mezavik Zivugim, he's Mezavik Lefi Maisav. So he looks at who the person is. And a person, Hashem doesn't know the Maisav of a person, Arbom Yoim Koidim Mitzir Savlad, because Hakko Bide Shamayim, Chutz Meir Shamayim. So faith the Gemara Astir. Here you have a Gemara that says Arbom Yoim Koidim Mitzir Savlad, there's a baskel that says Bas Plainly Laplain. And here you have a Gemara that says when a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Mezavik Zivugim, he's Mezavik Dam Lefi Maisav. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, Zivig Rishon is Arbom Yoim Koyd Mitzirah Savlad. Oh, but Zivig Sheni, that's Hakolafi Maisa. That's what the Gemara says. But Rabbi Hillel Mikalamai said, Asishtet Medrish and Andere Teretz. And I've seen this also quoted in other places in the name of Mikubalim. So the Mikubalim said a different Mahalach. They said, Loi Kasha, it's not a stira. Kan be'eretz Yisrael, and come b'chutz laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Arbom Yoim Koidim Yitzira Savlad. There's a baskel that says Bas Ploini Lebloini. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Asha'ini Hashem Alekecha Bo Meireshes Hashanah Vad Achreshanah. Eretz Yisrael has a special hashkacha. And because there's a special hashkacha, the zivug of a person in Eretz Yisrael is Arbom Yoim Koidim Yitzira Savlad. It's the quote-unquote bashert. However, in Chutz Laretz, there it's Hakol Afi Maisav. And there it's Vekoshel Azavgun Pekriyas Yamsav. Over there it's a whole different Bechina. Not like Kacha Kamba Zivik Rishon, Kamba Zivik Sheini, but like Kacha Kamba Eretz Yisrael, Kamba Chutz Laretz. Rav Hillel Mikalamai said that if that's the Pshat, Yesh Loima, Yesh Loima, in Chutz Laretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, if you meet a younger man, and you want to know, Nu, Motza Moitza, did you marry an Isha Toiva, did you marry an Isha Ra? Take a look at the younger man. Look at him and you'll know exactly who he married. Because it's Hakol Lefi Maisa. Up in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Lefi Maisa. Because in Eretz Yisrael, it's Arbom Yoim Koidim Yitzir Savlad. And Arbom Yoim Koidim Yitzir Savlad, we don't know yet if the person's going to be a Tzadik or a Rasha. Because Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Meir Shemayim. So Rav Hillel Mikalamai said, that's why in Eretz Yisrael, B'marava, when they used to meet someone, they would say, Nu, Matzah, Matzah, because they taki didn't know. Because there it's 100% told me what the Bashert was. Mekenish Vissen, outside of Eretz Yisrael, look at the younger man, Ken Zane, you can tight shots up this person in 5 minutes. You know if he's a Matzah or if he's a Matzah. If he's a Matzah, he found a Matzah. A Matzah. And if he's a Matzah, then it, you know, Getrafen Matzah Minas Minoy, pun intended. He ended up with his Alba Matzah. Aber in Et Marava. And my rabbi, which I bought Yoim Koidim and Tiras of Lot, so there we talk, don't know. Because we don't know. So over there has been my rabbi, Amri Matzah, Maitzah, Vidivre Pi Chacham Chen.